Welcome to your Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez, sitting with me inside the KRWG studios. Happy to have you back, Jason Gibbs. Thank you for being here. Happy to see you.
Edmundo, I'm happy to be seen and heard again. It's very good to be back and at the desk.
Back at the desk, back at crunching the world of business.
Yep.
And let's get right to it. Personal finance.
Yeah, speaking of crunching, everybody's in a financial crunch at one point or another. A recent study showed that about half of Americans, they're too strapped to come up with about $400 for an emergency expense, emergency household expense. So we're looking at some ways that you can sort of squirrel your money away without thinking too much about it, some automatic ways. One is split your direct deposit. If you've got direct deposit, you can have your bank send it to a couple of different accounts, one that you use for your daily, and then like a savings account, a high-yield mm-hmm. savings account. So that you don't see that money in your checking account to begin with.
So it's just automatically put away.
And if that doesn't work for you, and this is what I do, I've got a repeating transfer out of my checking into my savings. So every month, just a little bit is taken out, and, you know, never really miss it. And it builds up in your savings account over time. Of course, I take it back out eventually a couple of times a year,
yes.
as fast as I can put it in. And another thing that they suggest that I thought was interesting was opening an online account for each of your financial goals. So you've got like an online account for your college, for vacation, for the boat that you want to buy or whatever, and you feed each one separately and slowly with little automatic deposits, and they build up over time without really missing it. And, you know, same thing if you get a raise. Put half of your raise into your 401k immediately, increase your contribution, and, you know, go ahead and keep that other half just to remind yourself you got a raise and reward yourself a little bit. But it's just another nice way to set things aside. And then the tried and true saving your change. That's, and it's gone way beyond when we used to just throw them into an old milk jug or something.
Yes.
There's now a really neat feature on some online banking where if you make a debit purchase, it'll automatically round up and put the change into
your
savings.
Now, I have had some fundraising organizations do that, round up for
yeah.
a fundraising organization.
Yeah.
But you can do that for savings.
You can do that for your savings with some banks as well, especially the online ones. And definitely worth checking out. I'm going to look into that one too.
Okay, let's move on to the profile. Mainly marathons. What is this about? This really blew my mind when I read this.
This is really, really interesting. Clint Burleson. Here in Las Cruces, has now got a business going, mainly marathons. He organizes 65 races across 49 states every year, and it's sort of set up to where, you know, he loved running. He wanted a little business where he could help other friends come and run, especially, you know, the hardcore group of runners whose bucket list includes not just running one marathon or half of one, but like one in every state. And so what they do is they set up these tours where they fly you to, say, El Paso, and then you can do one in El Paso, one in Cruces, maybe one up in Kansas, maybe one in
regional.
Southern Arizona. So it's
yeah,
regional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you fly in, you drive around. They do a lot of marathon series. They also offer 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, and this sounds crazy to me, a 50K. I think I would fall
50K.
Over. 50K. 50K. That's way above my ability level. But for those who like it, this is a great way to get around and do it. They've hosted more than 17,000 runners, and they're going to start adding new race series. This year they added Hawaii. Next year they're going to try to add Alaska, and that'll round out all 50 states for them.
Wow. And so, again, just in looking at things of possibilities to create a business, here is one.
Yeah, and he thought it was something that he and his wife could just, you know, run by themselves. And now they've had to start hiring people.
Great. Well, Jason, want to thank you very much for coming back.
Oh, it's
happy
my pleasure to be
you.
Back.
I'm glad that you are back, healthy, and hopefully you can tackle the world of business.
Absolutely.
As you do each and every week right here on KRWG and the Las Cruces Sun News.
And our Sunday edition now. That was something new I came back to.
Yeah, yeah.
To Sundays.
Did that shock you?
It was a little bit of a surprise, but it gets the news in front of more readers, so I'm all in favor of it.
All right, Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.